The following is a statement by Deputy Governor Mr. David Archer Jr. on the passing of former Deputy Governor Mr. Elton Georges, CMG, OBE.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and public officers. I am David D. Archer, Deputy Governor, and I offer words on the passing of the former Deputy Governor Mr. Elton Georges, CMG, OBE. Please stop immediately and take a minute to reflect on the passing of Mr. Elton Georges. On behalf of our public service family, we extend our deepest sympathy, love, comfort, and prayers to his immediate and extended family. Mr. Georges embodied public service. On Tuesday, the 27th of March, former Deputy Governors Mrs. Dansa Pensala, OBE, QC, and Mrs. Rosie Adams and myself visited former Deputy Governor Mr. Elton Georges at People's Hospital. On his passing, I would like to reissue the words he said to us about the public service and the role public officers must play in shaping the future of a territory. And I quote, "I have been fortunate to have a long life and the chance to see the Virgin Islands grow in so many ways. Almost my entire life has been spent in the public service through various occupations, starting out as a teacher, permanent secretary, deputy governor, and lastly, as the territory's first ombudsman. I believe I have seen a thing or two," Mr. Georges said. And he continued, "I do get a chance to hear of the happenings of our community, and if I may, I would like to say to the men and women serving in our public service that you must be ones to help a territory move out of our current state into an arena that spurs on growth, opportunities for the Virgin Islands, and services that treat one and all with dignity and respect." Mr. Georges continued to say, "In the execution of your duty, you must be current, attentive to the needs and the changes in your areas and also within the world. Importantly, it will be you, the members of the public service, that will help our territory rebuild in a manner that is loyal to its citizens and still warm to those who grace our shores. As public servants, the job that you do is vital to the welfare of this community. Please know that I will be cheering you on." End of quote. Although Mr. Georges passed away a week after, his thoughts and message are demonstrative of his love for the public service, his community, and for you as public officers. As someone who now serves as Deputy Governor, a role Mr. Georges held for 21 years, I am personally saddened by his death, but comforted in his last words to me on the importance of us serving the public well as we rebuild our territory. Please pay attention to how the public service will support his family during this period of loss. Our reflection on his service and support to his family during this time is just a small effort of what we can do for someone who lived the majority of his life serving the public. On behalf of the public service, I extend love and ask for God's comfort to the Georges family, and especially his immediate family, his wife Rita, son Kamal, and his daughter Noni, who's a deputy register of the Supreme Court. May God continue to bless the Georges family, the public service, you, and the territory of the Virgin Islands. Thank you.
The proceeding was a statement by the Deputy Governor, Mr. David Archer Jr. Thank you for listening.